It's funny, I have 4 pages of notes up there. It'd be a little overkill to go through that. So I'm just going to just spend a couple of minutes just talking about something briefly in regards to this whole scene of the healing of Bartimaeus, because it just seems as though that it would be a fitting thing to add, not trying to all of a sudden take all that's been said and then go, okay, now I'm going to come over here and give this homily. I just think somehow to have all of that sort of piggyback on one another as we look at what it is that the Lord's saying and what he may be saying to any of you specifically through what was said, or what he may even be saying to your hearts as you're sitting here, or what he may have even been speaking to you through the worship, which was tremendous. At least I thought it was today. Amen. As well as the readings that were proclaimed. You know, any ways in which the Lord may have been whispering to you. So when we look at Bartimaeus, let me just digress here for a moment. I had said last week that this whole section here from Mark 8:22 to Mark 10:52 is the heart of Mark's gospel. And in Mark chapter 8, verse 22, there's the healing of a blind man at Bethsaida. And at the end of Mark chapter 10 is the healing of blind Bartimaeus. And there's all this stuff that happens in between. In the healing of the first blind man, Jesus is told that this man's blind. He takes him out of the city. He spits in his eyes. He lays his hands on him and asks him if he can see anything. And the blind man says, he opens his eyes and he says, all I can see is people, but they look like walking trees. Puts his hand on him again, and he's healed, and he says, don't go back into the city, and don't tell anyone. And you have blind Bartimaeus, who's named, whom Jesus heals, doesn't touch him, just says a word. And so you're looking at those two and saying, there must be a reason that Mark set that up, this one here and this one here. And there is a reason, because there's all of this stuff that takes in between those two healing stories. In fact, blind Bartimaeus is the last healing story that there is in the Gospel of Mark. And other than Jairus, there's very, very few names given in Mark, but Bartimaeus is one of them. The interesting thing is about Bartimaeus, and this is where I want to bring the focus. I was talking with a few people yesterday about these scriptures and just asking them, you know, kind of what it was that had, you know, anything that would surface. And one individual said, it's interesting that you hear that it's Bartimaeus, the son of Timaeus, as opposed to, was that his name, or was that he was just the son of someone? And that's what Bar means, the son of. Timaeus means, so Bartimaeus literally means son of filth. That's what it means, son of filth. And, I mean, you look at that, that's not necessarily one of those kinds of names that you would necessarily want to be associated with. But when you look at what it is that happens and what it is that happens for Bartimaeus, all of a sudden there's hopefully an insight for all of us, even in light of all the stuff that was said and proclaimed. Bartimaeus hears that Jesus is going by, and he starts to yell. And the crowd says, it literally, what the word literally is there, is shut your mouth. And what does he do? He cries out louder. And all of a sudden, the crowd who was oppressing him is now the crowd who's now encouraging him. Crowds can be fickle. Crowds can be very fickle. On the one moment, they can be, and the next moment they can say, it's amazing how crowds can turn on a dime, depending upon where that is. They seem to just ebb and flow quite easily. But Bartimaeus, for his part, here's Jesus coming by. Hang on just a second, sweetie. Here's Bartimaeus coming by. Absolutely, right back there. And so he yells, and it says that Jesus stopped, calls him to himself. But there's another thing that happens regarding Bartimaeus. And by chance, if you were to go to Matthew and Luke, Bartimaeus is the only one, Mark's the only one that includes all these details. It says that he threw something off. What did he throw off? What did he take off? Okay. His garment, his clothes. He takes it off, throws it down, and makes his way to Jesus. Now, I don't know about you, but if you could imagine someone who would be sitting on the roadside begging, who was blind, calling out, and let's say that you had a sense that you were to pray for them, okay, trying to collapse the distance a bit, and you look at them across the street and you say, okay, get your way over here and I'll see what you want. I mean, wouldn't it be pretty obvious if the person got up that they were blind? I mean, you know, you would think that kind of trying to maneuver through the crowd. And it's fascinating, isn't it, that Jesus asks him, what do you want me to do for you? And the blind guy says, Bartimaeus says, I want to see. And Jesus says, your faith has made you well. It's interesting that that term made you well is actually sozo. It's in other words, your faith has saved you. It's just a whole fascinating thing that happens. Your faith has made you well. It's like he called out. He knew and he called out. And he just simply wasn't going to be silenced. It's like, I'm desperate enough. I've had it. I'm calling out. And it may not look sociably acceptable that I'm sitting here yelling, but I'm doing it anyway because I don't want to miss this opportunity. I don't want to miss this opportunity. I don't want to miss another opportunity of the Lord coming by and me not grabbing. And it's fascinating when you look at the fact when Jesus asks him, what do you want me to do for you? To understand that if Bartimaeus is healed of his blindness, everything changes. He's no longer blind, and he's no longer a beggar. Change always brings, always, 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 always. It's like his life that he had as a blind beggar is over. It's over. It's completely over. He's radically has a whole new life at that moment. And it says that he follows Jesus up the way. The fathers of the church talk about that this is Jesus passing through as the incarnate word. And Bartimaeus represents all of our fallenness. The son of filth sees Jesus. He calls out to him, throws off his garment, throws off all of his brokenness, runs to Jesus. And Jesus says, what do you want me to do for you? I want to see. And when you start to see, everything changes. Everything changes. Everything changes. And I start yelling out and using my voice. And all of a sudden, when that crowd becomes the encouraging thing to get up and go, he's calling you. And Jesus says, your faith has made you well. So we look at part of the words here of saying a lot of these declarations that have been made about new growth coming or declarations that need to be made and to say, Lord, if you're passing by right now, I don't want to miss the opportunity to have you call me to yourself because I want to see. And if I have something that I need to throw off, that I really need to throw off, I'm going to throw that off and I'm going to come to you as fast as I can. I don't know if any of you feel that there's anything in your life you need to throw off. anything in your life that you say, I need to again be reminded to throw this off and come unto the Lord who says, what do you want me to do for you? Not, I need to do this for you. What do you want me to do for you? He's come to bring life and life in abundance. And what if it just begins by saying, God, I just want to see. So much of these words today was about seeing things, and if you like, even seeing things differently, but seeing from a perspective, help me see, Lord, what it is that you want me to see. And it says that Bartimaeus followed him up the road, believing. Amazing. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. Creed?